The annual Kentucky Agricultural Economic Report shows gains in poultry and equine, but challenges in tobacco and dairy remain a concern. There's continued momentum for hemp, but it still represents a relatively small slice of the Commonwealth's ag pie. Kentucky agricultural cash receipts are expected. Kentucky agricultural cash receipts are expected to remain steady this year compared to last year, but farmers' income is likely to dip. University of Kentucky agricultural economist Will Snell says it's been a tough economic climate for farmers for about 5 years now.
Yeah, cash flow and liquidity is really being challenged, and as a result, farmers are having to borrow more money to get through year to year, and the financial stress is really starting to build.
Snell says international trade issues are on the minds of farmers, including the U.S. talks with China, the largest importer of U.S. ag exports.
Despite all the noise we've heard about trade, we actually, last fiscal year, which just ended in September, had higher ag exports than the year before. So again, we've been able to move products in other markets, but I don't want to downplay the significance of that Chinese market.
Will Snell says the total number of farms across Kentucky stays between 75 and 80,000, but there has been a concentration in the number of farmers. The ag economist says while hemp acreage doubled this past year and continued growth is anticipated, it would need to increase by a factor of 7 to represent 1% of Kentucky cash receipts. For WEKU, I'm Stu Johnson.